The bill's sponsors insist they did not target the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community. House Majority Leader Larry O'Neill did not sponsor the bills, but has been quite direct in stating private business owners should be allowed to deny service on religious grounds.
If I don't want to sell you my angel food cake, I don't have to. And why should a particular group of non-recognized a group of people that do not have any basis for discrimination kind of cases, why should they have any more rights against that baker than me or any other citizen in society?
When asked whether he believed LGBT people in general face discrimination in Georgia or in the country, O'Neill was unequivocal.
Oh, absolutely do not. No.
Georgia's LGBT community is not a legally protected class. However, Jeff Graham of the advocacy group Georgia Equality said O'Neill's comments don't reflect reality.
It's blatantly false. Representative O'Neill should know that discrimination not only happens here in Georgia, discrimination happens by the state of Georgia against its own employees.
One of the most high-profile examples in recent years involved an employee at the General Assembly. Vandy Beth Glenn claimed the state fired her because she was transgender.
Her boss felt that her very presence in the Capitol would make other people uncomfortable and fired her. This went all the way up to the federal court, and the state of Georgia lost.
45% of LGBT people surveyed by Georgia Equality in 2011 said they experienced some type of workplace discrimination or harassment between 2010 and 2011. In addition, recent national studies show younger and older LGBT individuals and couples are more likely to face housing discrimination.
Part of why there may not be a perception of discrimination is that there are no state or federal laws that prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. So there is no official reporting mechanism for that. But I can assure you that people do face discrimination every single day here in Georgia.
State Representative Carla Drenner, who is a lesbian, proposed a bill last year to bar the state from using sexual orientation in employment decisions. Drenner had this to say about O'Neill's comments.
I would ask the majority leader what facts he bases his opinion on. He's not gay as far as I know, and I'm sure he has gay constituents out there, and I would ask his gay constituents to contact him and cite some examples on what it's like to live in a world where you're treated differently.
After hearings, Drenner's bill has languished in a House committee. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News, the state capitol.